Hey everyone, this is Two Sisters, Formula One, and then some, and we are here to talk about the Silverstone Grand Prix that was just this past weekend, and give our thoughts on the race.
Yes.
So, first of all...
Yeah, let's start in chronological order of what happened.
I don't know that there's much to talk about with qualifying. I don't think there were many surprises, other than George Russell finishing P8
in qualifying. Oh, yeah.
Which, that was good to see. It was so cute to see him with the home crowd cheering him on when he was doing the lap by himself. And everyone was just going wild.
Yeah, that was really cute.
Love to see that. Hopefully there's more of that to come in the future when he's at Mercedes. But yeah.
Were we surprised with Charles being fourth? I mean, I had both of the Ferraris going into Q3, so I was accurate, but...
Fourth still is pretty impressive, though, for him. He's kind of going back to putting that Ferrari way higher than it seems like
it
should be.
Is it? Like, I genuinely don't know that Ferrari is that bad anymore.
Well, this is more of a traditional circuit, so I guess...
Yeah.
They do seem to do better on these circuits than Monaco, Baku.
Yeah.
Street circuits, things like that.
It was surprising that Yuki got out in Q1.
Was that really surprising?
I don't know. Kind of. I don't know how I feel about him yet on it. Well, yeah, I don't know how I feel about him.
Where did Pierre finish? 12?
12. Yeah.
Which I think is pretty low.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Esteban got that new...
Chassis.
Yeah. So,
Where did he finish?
He was 13th, so it didn't really help too much. Either. But it is what it is. I mean, also, and that's... Okay, are we going on to the sprint race now?
What were your thoughts about the sprint race? How'd you feel about it?
It was interesting. I think it's more so for the people that are actually there than, like, the people watching on a TV.
I don't know. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was fun.
If you're at work, you kind of can't...
Well, you can't watch the qualifying, but then you've got the sprint race.
Yeah, that's true.
How many people are really that into qualifying is my question. Because I know, I mean, we watch it, but...
I'm pretty into it.
For a casual F1 fan, who is going to sit there and watch qualifying?
Yeah, it can be kind of boring. Unless it's like Monaco or Monza. Yeah.
I thought it was really fun. I do see why the teams would probably not be a fan of it.
Yeah.
I think it does a disservice to teams like Williams who can qualify pretty high but don't have the race pace. So it kind of detracts from...
I mean, George stayed pretty good, though. He was decent.
I don't know.
Just shit hit the fan, but...
Well, then you have Sergio, which...
Oh, I forgot about him, honestly.
That was a train wreck.
Yeah. I wish I could have been a fly on the wall for that.
Red Bull had
the worst
weekend they could have possibly had, to be honest.
The only thing that could have been worse is if Max was injured. Which, thank goodness, I don't think he is, but...
Well, also, he at least got some points in the sprint race, so at least there was that. But, oof.
That's why it took us so long to record this, because we had to get over that a little bit. It's just... Okay, but also, going back to the sprint race, Carlos obviously got punted by George.
By George.
Which, George, I like you, but you better not mess with that little chili.
I love him. That little smooth operator.
He deserves nothing but kindness, even on the track, so... But... He got his penalty.
They did apologize at the end of the race. They seemed cool with it.
Yeah. So. And Carlos, he came back in the actual race, which we'll get to after this. Are you going to go into it?
Yeah. We just keep going around in circles trying to get to the race.
Yeah. So the big story was obviously old Lewis pulling a classic Lewis and taking out Max. Which...
Okay, whose fault was it? What's your opinion?
So, I understand the racing incident perspective. I understand that. I really do. I would say 60-40 Lewis. Because, I mean, they both... Everybody was saying, oh, well, the other one could have just, like, not braked, but, you know, stepped off. Which I get.
Backed out.
But neither one of them are going to do that. And I don't think, honestly, any of us want either of them to do that. So,
it was great racing up until that point.
Yeah, I mean, I understand why Max is annoyed. I think Max is going to have a chip on his shoulder.
It'll be interesting to see how this plays out the rest of the season. My take is I do think it was a racing incident. I think it's just one of those things that happened. However,
the impact was so large.
The impact was huge on the championship, both driver and constructor championship. Mm-hmm. But also, the thing that bothers me is that this is not the first time that Lewis has pulled this exact same move that has yeeted someone off the track. Yeah. He continues to do it and continues to really face no consequences, because he'll get 5-10 second penalty and then make it up and still win the race or at least get a podium.
Yeah.
I mean,
when he's in the car that he is, he has no problem with race pace, so he's never going to really suffer a 10-second penalty. I think it should have been a stop-and-go, if anything, but...
Definitely. That at least would have hurt him a little bit more.
Yeah. Also, can we just talk about how sad it was when, like, the red flag was out or the yellow flag, whatever, and they were going behind the safety car, and they asked Valtteri, they were like, hey, don't overtake Lewis, but can you fucking see if you see any damage? And Valtteri was just calm, cool, and collected. He was like, yeah, which part of the car? And they're like, left side. And he's just like, I don't see much damage, but I don't know.
I guess at this point, he's just kind of resigned to his fate. I mean.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like it feels like the decision has been made. I just don't see them not putting George in that seat next year. But it also doesn't seem like Valtteri really is upset or is going to sabotage Mercedes and the constructors, which honestly I wouldn't be surprised if he did, but it doesn't seem like he's gonna play that.
I kind of wish he would.
I do too.
But at the same time, I think he already gets a lot of heat for not, you know, obviously winning a championship in a Mercedes or really battling Lewis at all. So I think he knows he's kind of fallen shaky ground with a lot of people, and if he were to, the only people that would like that is obviously the people that want Max to win the championship, so.
Yeah, I guess the only explanation for it is that he's just trying to get a seat from another team next year, so we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, I think he could be at Williams.
I kind of want to see him at Williams. I think that would be so interesting.
I don't want him to not be in Formula One. I mean, granted, Alex Albon should definitely be in Formula One, but he's not. So, you never know.
It would make more sense to put a veteran in that seat coming into the new regs.
Especially
with a new car.
If you keep Nicholas, which I think they'll keep Nicholas because they don't really have a lot of options for when George leaves. Granted, I did see where their team principal said, we have a long list of options.
I mean, it is true.
So, I mean, like, the only other people I've seen talked about are Nico Hülkenberg, which I do not think will happen. Daniel Kvyat, which I do not think will happen.
Nah. It's weird that he's now with Alpine.
Yeah, I mean, I think he kind of said, like, screw Red Bull. Like, they suck. They're not really good with their drivers. They're not patient. So, I think they saw what they did to Pierre.
Well, he also got dumped for Max, so he's been through it the same.
He's never been impressive to me. Like, in all the videos I see of, like, his past stuff. Even though he did beat Daniel Ricciardo in points. That was one thing.
What, like, 1 year?
Yeah. I mean, I think he only had 1.5, and then he got dropped.
Yeah.
So, you know, can't 100% blame him. But at the same time, Pierre kind of came in and made him look like a wet noodle driving
Alex
around.
Alex, too.
Well, Daniel did better than Alex that first season, or that first half. He had more points than Alex, but it wasn't remarkable or anything. It was just... So, yeah, that happened. I'm so sad for Max. I'm mad for Max. I want to know how he's going to respond. I want to know how Red Bull are going to respond. Like, are the gloves finally off? Like, are we really about to see...
Yeah, they're going to be going for it, because you know how sensitive Red Bull is about all this stuff. They are always stirring the pot. They're always as dramatic as possible. And they're basically saying that Lewis was, like, criminally negligent in that crash. So,
yeah, also,
they're not going to take this lightly the rest of the season.
Yeah, also, Max's tweet about, like, I'm okay, like, I'm glad I'm okay, but I don't appreciate how Lewis, you know, celebrated, which I understand both arguments. I understand the side of, like, a win's a win. Like, I'm pretty sure they knew he was okay at that point. Yeah. I mean, it was also his home Grand Prix, even though he's won it now 8 times.
That's my thing. It is not the first time, or the second time, or the third time that he has won his home race. It is the 8th time.
Well, that's the weird thing with Lewis, is, like, there are times where he'll win a race, and they're like, how do you feel? And he's like, I mean, it's a win, but I'm on to the next one. And then there's times like this where he's like, I understand it's Silverstone, well, but, like...
I get it, too, because it's the first time fans have been back since COVID, and, you know, that made a huge difference, I'm sure. But, come on, dude. Come on.
Lewis, I take him down to number 10. Nicholas Latifi is now above him in my top 10 favorites. Nikki has done nothing wrong.
That lasted a full week.
I try to give him the benefit of the doubt. And now she's replacing Lewis. Yeah. So another, I mean, nothing was big compared to that, but another kind of letdown was Lando's long pit stop. I mean, he was, honestly, I'm not going to lie, after that Max accident, I wasn't as engaged as normal, but we're also at the beach, so that plays into it a little bit, too. But, Lando, I don't even know what position he was in. Was he in, like, third or fourth? I don't remember.
But I think he was still in fourth.
I don't know, because Valtteri was behind him.
Was he?
Yeah, because Valtteri, so the pit stop happened, and it was 6.8 seconds or something, and you see Valtteri, like, go ahead.
Oh, okay.
So I think he was third. I mean, granted, Lando ended up saying, like, yeah, it sucks, like, that was a bad pit stop, blah, blah, blah. But he said, you know, we probably could have fought for that, but I don't know how long we would have held on to that. Right.
Although, Daniel held Carlos in DRS range for, like, 20-something laps.
Yeah.
Which, that was impressive to see.
I hope that continues.
I do, too. I guess we'll see in 2 weeks. But, yeah, I read an article where he said that the pressure from Carlos kind of made him push the car more than he was comfortable doing, and that kind of gave him more confidence in the car because he was able to hold him back for 20 laps, so hopefully...
Was it 20 laps?
Yeah.
Dang.
In DRS range. So, hopefully...
Also, can we just talk about freaking Carlos coming up from... I don't honestly don't know where he started. What was he like? He was above George. He was one place above George, I'm pretty sure. So, like... 12th or 11th. So for him to go from that to 6th, it's pretty crazy. Carlos, he's just, like, that car could have just been, like, really good at that track, but Carlos impresses me. Just, I don't think I've ever really, besides his first race with Ferrari where he kept going off and he kept going, oh, what is wrong with me today? Besides that, he normally always impresses me. I think... He had a lot of bad luck in McLaren, honestly, but...
Yeah. He did. You know what else? It seems like there aren't as many DNFs this season.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking about that, and then I was thinking, I bet next year it is going to be sad.
Yeah.
Because I bet there are going to be a decent amount of DNFs, especially in the very beginning, which... Right. Hopefully not McLaren, or...
I mean, do you remember the race where they just couldn't get Carlos's car to start last year, and he just couldn't race?
I remember that race happening, but I don't really remember that whole, like, scenario. I just remember, I think you were at home with us, and you were like, Grace, did you see Carlos? Yeah. He's not starting. His car won't start. So, yeah, he had a lot of bad luck, because I remember they talk about that in season 2 of Drive to Survive and season 3 in both of his episodes.
Mm-hmm.
He always, like, has...
issues.
Yeah. But, that's the thing, he always comes back at the end of the season. He always does pretty well.
Yeah.
So if he's like already, I mean, he's already got the most points out of the first 10 races than he's ever had.
Right.
Which, like, that's crazy to me that Carlos, Max, Lewis, and Lando, they're the only four that I know for sure have the most points they've ever had in the beginning of the season.
Lewis has?
Okay, I don't know about the 10 races, but I know 2 races ago it was like that. It was the best start he's had.
He hasn't won a race in like 5 races. Last year, he'd won, like, every race by now.
I don't know. It was, like, the first 5 or 6.
Pretty wild.
Yeah.
If we're going to judge our predictions, we were wrong about Mercedes announcing George.
That was more of just, like, a hope and a prayer that it would happen.
Yeah. I was wrong about Daniel finishing ahead of Lando, but I was...
Of course you were.
Correct.
He did come 5th.
That he finished 5th, which is what I predicted.
I was right about both Ferraris making it into Q3 of qualifying.
I don't remember my other prediction.
You didn't say it. I was thinking about that. Yeah, you didn't say it, but...
What was it? Oh, I said the sprint race will be fun and interesting, but everyone will complain about it.
I don't think anybody really complained about it, honestly.
I've seen some comments on Reddit of people saying that this is boring.
See, that's my thing.
It wasn't exciting.
How is it boring? Because you had Sergio, who's fun. You had George who punted Carlos. Like, and it was only 17 laps. It was literally 30 minutes.
Well, that's what people were saying, is that no one would be going, you know, full force because they would be too scared to crash. But that didn't happen. Everyone was...
I know. Was it Crofty or whoever kept saying? I think we can officially, like, forget the whole scenario that they wouldn't go for it.
Yeah.
I do think that... Daniel and Lando didn't want to. I think that the McLarens kind of had like a don't put it to the limit yet, because points come tomorrow. Because like
they're not gonna get
the top three.
Yeah.
But then I think just stuff started happening, and they were like, "Oh god!" I think they wanted to get past Fernando regardless, because I don't think they expected that.
Yeah, Fernando on that first lap was insane.
Yeah. Because he did. Wasn't he, like, the only one on soft tires in the top, like, 15? And that was why he did so well, but then, like, they fell off towards the...
He fell off towards the end, but he still made up a ton of spots.
Yeah.
So. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I don't think that it's something, obviously, they would be able to do every race, but I think,
I don't think I'd want it every race, either.
Yeah, I think a few races out of the season, like they're doing this year, I think that would be really fun.
Well, they've also announced that Monza will be the next place that they're going to do it, which Monza stresses me out because the laps are so short. There's so much traffic. Like, there was traffic in Austria that could have, like, Seb could have, like, done something with Fernando, and this is going to be Monza? Like, are you kidding me?
It'll be interesting.
And also, they said that the next sprint qualifying weekend would be a flyaway, so we think it's going to be COTA.
We're hoping it's COTA.
And it's going to be our race, and we're going to be there and not know what's going on in the moment, but...
Right. I think that'll be really fun.
Yeah. I think it's really fun for people that are there.
Yeah, I could see that, because you get, like, full action 2 out of the 3 days.
Every day, because you get qualifying on Friday.
That's true.
You get a race on Saturday, and then you get another race on Sunday. On top of the F3, F2, W Series, everything else that's in between those.
I can't wait.
I'm so excited. Is that all we got to say?
I think that's all we have to say about Silverstone. It really hurt when Max was out in the first lap. I really wish we could have seen Max and Lewis go at it the whole race.
This will be a race I'm glad to forget, in all honesty.
Yeah, it was also really scary when he crashed and you saw how fast he was going and how bad of a crash it was, and no one said anything
about
him for... a minute.
They didn't show a replay. They didn't talk.
Flashbacks to Roman Grosjean's crash in Bahrain.
It minus was, the fire.
It was a little scary.
I mean, it was 51 Gs. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I was concerned. So, thank God Max is okay. He should be able to race. Whew. That was a rough one. But. Yeah.
I guess that's it.
Can't wait for Hungary. 2 weeks.
I don't think I'm going to like this race, but I'll deal with it.
So, we'll be back with
predictions for Hungary. Maybe we'll have
a little informational episode.
Yeah. Or we'll combine them together. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's our thoughts on the race. Thanks for listening. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.